Hi guys, Salam Nerds here, and we want to talk to you guys about the floods in Pakistan that have damaged almost 1 million homes and wiped out entire villages. The flooding in Pakistan is due to climate change. The melting glaciers and torrential rain have caused the death tolls to be in the thousands, with more than 33 million people displaced. One third of Pakistan is underwater. This is more than a national emergency, this is a humanitarian catastrophe. This is because the CO2 emissions produced by countries like the UK, the US, Russia, and France. Pakistan does not have the infrastructure to withstand this devastation. Even though Pakistan is one of the lowest producers of GHG at 1%, it is one of the top 5 worst affected by climate change. We here at Salam Nurse are sending direct links to you guys to Islamic Relief so you can donate. Please donate generously.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast.
All right, guys, you ready for your first EDM festival?
Let's go!
Woo! Our first? My first EDM festival. Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds! My name is Keith, a.k.a. Watch the Geek. I'm here with my boy, Chad. Yo, what's up? We got some new friends up in here.
Thank you to our supporters. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neves, aka Watch with Neves, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, aka Hugh Jazzman.
Hugh Jazzman? Is it because is he coming back?
Is he? I don't know.
I don't know.
We got tons of stuff to talk about, so we'll get to that for sure. Jazz, how's everything going with you?
Good, man. I may have a surprise for you a bit later, but we'll do that at the end of the show.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's never happened before. Now I'm excited.
Yeah.
And nervous. All right. I'm excited and nervous. All right. Well, let's introduce our guest, man. It's time to introduce our guest. So we have with us Ajmeri. She is a lawyer. She is a Marvel fan, and she is from Ohio. So two of those things are really cool.
Hey, Ohio's not so bad, okay? It's not so bad.
How do you know the Ohio thing was there? What are the two?
Well,
I like how you made that assumption. It was right, but I like how you made that assumption.
I thought it was a lawyer one, but okay.
Welcome. Welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, man. We are definitely trying to get more and more people to join our show, our little recap episode. Hopefully, you'll find it a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I live in Dublin, Ohio. It's a suburb in Columbus. I live with my 10-year-old daughter and my husband, and I am a criminal defense attorney, and I have been one for over 10 years. Before that, I did some banking and securities law, and I thought my soul was dying. So I went back to what I loved, which was defending innocent people from the government.
Oh, yes, that's right, from the government. I love
Allegedly.
It. Love it. That's awesome, man. That's really cool. I'm really excited. Jazz, I feel like we have been interviewing so many lawyers that like we should be set if we ever get sued.
Oh, dude. We have contract lawyers. We have family law lawyers. We have now criminal defense lawyers. So like, yeah, I think we're pretty good now.
Oh, man. We can do anything. We can rule the world.
We just need like an entertainment lawyer. And a medical degree.
Yeah. Home song. Yeah. All right. Cool, man. So let's get into it, man. Let's get into some generic Marvel news. A lot of cool stuff happened in Marvel this week. Let's start off with the big elephant in the room. Hugh Jackman coming back as Wolverine in Deadpool 3. What are your thoughts?
I don't know how Feige did it, man. How does he keep doing this? Like, Hugh Jackman was like, oh, I'm done. Never coming back, right? And then I'm guessing it's a really big bag of money that convinced him, because I cannot think of any other reason for him to come back.
It could be just him and Ryan Reynolds just have a big bromance, man. Sometimes you just got to do it for the homie.
Did he really say that?
He was going to come back if the MCU offered it to him. He said he was going to come back if it was offered.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, I thought it was done.
I think he said if there was a good enough idea, he would do it. And, Deadpool might be the best version way to do that.
Yep. Because he was in the trailer. So, yeah, maybe it is the whole, aside from it being a good story, the fact that Ryan Reynolds is there is probably like, hey, come on, let's do it.
From what I, yeah, the money's got to help. But like from what I understand, in the end of Deadpool 2, he does go back in time and kill himself and save Wolverine the trouble and says, hey, you owe me one. So, I don't know.
Yes, because, you know, he can die.
Yeah. All right, cool. What else happened? So that's the good news, but we also have some bad news.
Yeah, I think it's bad news on two fronts for this movie because both the director and the main actor.
Go into it. Go on.
Okay. All right. I had like a dramatic pause there, but Bassem Tariq unfortunately has stepped back from his role as director of Blade. Mahershala Ali is reportedly frustrated with the way the script is written, and like it's just not looking good right now.
Here's the thing, man. I don't know how much I buy the Mahershala Ali being frustrated with the script. Like, I feel like, where are they getting that information from? That's kind of weird. Because, like, first of all, the two things shouldn't even be correlated, right? Because the director did not write the script. So people insinuating that this story came out as soon as the, you know, the idea of the director getting put as, you know, off the movie, why are the two related? The director didn't write the movie. You can't say they let the director go because of a bad script. I feel like there's a lot of bad eggs out there trying to correlate the two to try to make it look like it's like, you know, what do they call Ashmir, what do they call that in law? Hearsay?
Yeah, hearsay. I mean, this is what happens with every news story, right? All these things, rumors start flying, and then you find out like later what's really happening. Who knows what's happening, but this movie has been announced years ago, and there's very little about it out there. So I don't know what's going to happen with this movie, if it's even going to come out anytime soon.
Oh, so here, I think what's happening is that the script obviously was not written by either of them, right? But the script is so bad that both the actor and the director are done with it.
Really?
I think I'm surprised. Not that one caused the other. Rather, they're both the result of the same symptom.
I'm surprised Feige would let that through, though, like to get to this point. And unless he just was completely hands off. And we know, I mean, there are so many reports that he is not a hands off person. He is in everything.
Yeah. It's not, but like, how many movies are there right now and shows in the pipeline? I don't think he's like hands off. I think he just might be busy.
I don't know. Blade is a big project. He's not just going to be hands off on Blade. Like, I can see him being hands off on She-Hulk, maybe Miss Marvel. I do not see him being like, yeah, I'm just going to let you do your thing on Blade. That's too big of a franchise. I have another theory. My theory is like, I feel like the story is bogus. I feel like there are people out there, and I know them because I see it on Facebook. I see it in my comment section. They have an agenda to incite more bad press whenever there is a person of color involved. It's kind of like, so the director got let go. Somebody came up with this whole, like, all this stuff happened. I can't find the source. I can't even like corroborate it. Story gets crazy. Then there's people who like take this misinformation and they pass it off like it's Bible, right? Like it's really true. And then, you know, a lie, you know, spreads way faster than the truth. So this gets everywhere. And their reason for doing that is because there are people whose agenda it is to prove that going woke means going broke. So it's like, you know, whenever you go woke for something, that means the quality is bad. They're trying to correlate the two. So whenever something goes bad, they're going to find a way to correlate it to it being a director of color or a writer of color and make it that. That's my theory. That's how, from seeing, being in the trenches, seeing all this stuff in comic TikTok, that would be my guess.
This is so bad.
The source is Jeff Snyder. He's a film critic and columnist for LA Mag and a reporter for The Ankler. I've never heard of either of these two things. So I am almost inclined to buy your theory there, man. Like, I don't know who this is, like, and why people are running with it.
Right? It's weird. I don't know. And then it's the same thing with Batgirl. Like, Batgirl, they like, as soon as it got canned, they came up with all these rumors saying it was the worst movie ever. It was so trash. When really they release, like, a few weeks later, the audience scores, and it's the same as Black Adam. It's literally the same score as Black Adam. Wow. So, like, like, how did that story spread if that wasn't true, right?
Let's see if it's the same guy. Watch it be the same guy who posted it first.
I don't know. I don't know if it's the same guy, but that's my theory. And that's all the Marvel news we have. I think Werewolf by Night is coming out soon, and oh, I believe
there was one more piece of info. The show with Rhodey.
It's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Yes.
Wait, when did that come out? I didn't hear that.
Today.
A couple hours ago, I think. Right? Like.
Oh man, I was eating dinner. Oh man, damn it! This is what I get for being a fatty. all right, cool. Armor Wars is the movie now. That's exciting.
Yo.
What?
I cannot believe this.
What? Well, what's happening?
In 2018, the Snyder guy was ripping on Batgirl.
He was ripping on Batgirl. All right. Listen, man, there's a lot of bad eggs out there. And you know what? It might not even be what they think. It might be what their fans and their audience think. And they want to give the audience what they want. If their audience is filled with these, like, incel, misogynistic man babies, and they get a story that they can run with, they're going to post it. They're going to want the retweets. They're going to want the likes. They're going to want all that engagement.
This is fascinating because, like, I truly do think now that it may be that, and then people are spinning the way he's writing his words here.
Listen. Oof. I am so like, I was on the TikTok Creator Fund for about a year, and let me tell you, money does things to you. There, before I left, I would let my page get toxic. I would let some things fly. I would let, like, I was like, oh, at least I get engagement out of it. At least I get some money out of it. Like, I hated that train of thought, and it does something to you. So I wouldn't be surprised these people do that.
Damn. Okay, one last bit of info on that. Right. Chad Stahelski, is that how you pronounce his name? He's the director of John Wick. He's allegedly interested in doing Blade.
Ooh, that would be very cool. I've seen a lot of names thrown out there, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So let's get into... She-Hulk. Speaking of a lot of bad eggs, how about this Josh guy? It's fucking Josh.
Oh my God, Josh.
All right, Marie, why don't you take it?
Well, okay. First of all, I've had a lot of thoughts about this episode. Did Jen not do a background search on him? Because first episode, she starts off really strong, like, hey, you know, as a woman, we have to protect ourselves or else we get murdered. Mm-hmm. And then she's going out with a guy that she just met and there's no background search done. That's not what happens in real life. We do background searches and we find out everything about this man. So I'm a little bit like, what is she doing? She didn't vet this guy. She's an attorney, a criminal attorney. So I don't know.
All right. Let's talk about this because I have heard the complete opposite from women. They say that they find it attractive when a man doesn't have any social media presence.
What?
Oh no.
And okay. Yes.
What?
Oh my God. Especially brown women. They always say that if a man has a big social media platform, it's a red flag. And I'm like, wouldn't the other way around be a red flag? Cause then he can just, like, do stuff and not get caught. Cause he's on the down low.
It's a red flag. So if you don't have a social media, I'm talking professionally. If you don't have a social media platform, you might be trouble. That's a red flag. Criminal defense attorney here. I do not recommend going out with men who do not have a public page or something that you can search, because then he's hiding something.
Yeah, right. Like it doesn't have to be a public page. It could be a private page,
searchable page. Searchable.
Right. Like, have family members in the picture or something. Right. Like be a human being. Like.
Yeah, it's wild to me. You're saying that. That's
I hear that a lot.
I had a girl tell me that I don't post enough on Insta and Snapchat, and that's a red flag. And I'm like, what?
No, I've had people tell me I post too much. And I'm like, all right.
We got to trade who we're talking to, right? Like,
I know.
Oh my god.
We're talking to the wrong people. Like, yes. I don't know.
But okay, yes. Yeah, so I had a lot of thoughts about this part, but Josh, man, she should have. This is now what, the fourth time somebody has said that a person's trying to take your blood, and she still didn't. It still didn't click on her. I cannot with this storyline, because this is what she does for a living. She connects the dots. She looks at these clues and she argues in front of a jury, putting these clues together. And she's missing it in her life. That doesn't make any sense. Who is writing this? They don't have
dirty. Well, like, okay. Let me be devil's advocate here. Don't people say therapists are kind of like that too? Like, all the therapists are already screwed up the most, so they can't like fix their own life, but they're out there fixing other people's lives. They do say that.
Yeah, I get it. But it's her field. I think that's what gets me the most. It's like, this is what she's doing. I don't know.
Maybe. There's a personal investment here.
It is because you don't really see, you see like these corporate attorneys, you know, who are these big shots. And I just want it to be more.
Yeah.
But I do like the fact that they did give her a love life. She's not a loveless, you know, man-hating feminist attorney who is a typical storyline that we've seen in the past. So I like the fact that she's softer and she is a little bit naive and she is getting fooled. So I kind of like that too.
Poor girl. She was stuck to that phone like crazy. And I've been there. I've been in situations where you send a risky text and you're like waiting for it to come back. And you're just like, oh man, checking every week. Oh my God. Did I make a fool? Like, well, every day, I guess. I don't know. Every hour, every minute.
So you would check, like, walk around the room and check on your phone?
Like, I would. Yeah. I would be like, I'm glued to my text. I don't know. It's kind of one of those things where, like, if I send a text and if it's like, you know, we just hooked up and it's like, I'm smiling all day. I kind of want to know what you feel about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jeth, what about you? What are your text habits like?
I mean, I really am the same way. I do hinge on every minute waiting for a response to come in. And then I have to actively like tell myself, no, wait. Just focus on work. Don't worry about this right now. If it's, you know, going to happen, it's going to happen. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Do not worry about it right now. Just focus.
Do you double text? Yeah. I double text. I don't give a shit. I have no shame.
I do too.
Do you examine your texts and like the hidden language like Nikki and Jen did in their office, in Jen's office?
No, I'm super narcissistic. Like, I'll read my tweets and I'll be like, oh my God, I'm hilarious.
So girls do that.
I'm kidding.
They'll go through and examine everything, try to make excuses. So that's, you know, that's something that girls do.
that's interesting. No.
You guys don't do that? No. So you're just looking at your message and just like, oh, she hasn't messaged me back or, you know, whoever. And you don't think about why, like all these reasons that could have happened, all these bad things that could have happened.
No, I'm like, I'm just like, she got bored of me, like everyone else in my life.
Yeah.
The novelty of my existence tends to wear off on people.
It's easier to not go down that route just because like, oh, they just probably ghosted me. It's okay, it happens all the time.
Yeah, I'll go
like,
put
once
on
you,
like,
once you, you know, go through that a few too many times, just like, oh, all right, okay,
life goes on. Men go and put on an episode of Scrubs and they like walk it off.
Yeah. That's a different level of sadness. Hold up, what, you watch Scrubs after you get ghosted?
Yeah. Look, it used to be a lot more toxic. I used to watch 500 Days of Summer and then like and then I start to realize that the guy is actually the villain in that story if you watch it more carefully. And I'm just like, is it me? Am I the villain? Am I the drama?
Oh my God.
I'm glad you figured it out.
I'm glad you have gotten better.
I am all about self-care. Kind of like Jen in her little group therapy circle. So yes. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about little group therapy. Because we get a lot of new characters in this episode. Let's read them out. There is Man Bull, who is from Daredevil, apparently, who is a man who looks like a bull. Then they got Ilagula, whose real name is Alejandro Montoya. Like, tell me that's not a ripoff of The Princess Bride, right?
Who ripped off who first? That's the real question.
I don't know. We have to find out. We have, I would assume The Princess Bride came out in the 80s. So,
Alejandro,
I don't know.
Alejandro Montoya.
My name is Alejandro Montoya. You've killed my father. Prepare to die. Not... I don't know how the it goes. That's not the line. It's something like that.
It's similar.
I paraphrased.
We gotta be nice to him, or else he's gonna go watch 500 Days.
Oh my god, that's a good one. That's a good one. All right. Then there's Porcupine. He is a She-Hulk villain. And then there's Saracen, who is the first vampire to exist in the Marvel Universe, apparently. And he is, you find him in Blade and Morbius. So he's actually a real vampire, not just someone who thinks he's a vampire, which is interesting. Very interesting.
All these characters are like minor or major, you know, villains. Like Porcupine, for example, is one of Ant-Man's biggest antagonists. So
yes,
these are going to be some really interesting characters that come back later. And I know people are complaining that, oh, they introduced so many characters all at once. Like, why are they so bad at this? I'm like, no. How else do you introduce them? This is perfect.
Yeah, it's kind of like
intro.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Peacemaker, where Peacemaker introduced all these characters and then kills them off, or they're just like random and just there. Like, same thing with the Harley Quinn show. The Harley Quinn show also introduces characters like Kite Man and Condiment King, and like they're just fun characters to have. They're not like special, which I think this show is doing the same thing for. What did you think of the new characters?
I like them. I think they're really, really strange, but I like them. They're cute.
Who do you think has their life most put together?
Oh, probably the vampire. He's lived a long life. And yeah. He crossed the line. We talked about sucking the blood. So he was definitely the most put together.
He did say that Jen is great and tasty.
I am a little bit curious. At what point will the MCU just say these are all mutants?
That's right.
We've had so many super powered people on this show. What are they called?
So we know for a fact that Alejandro Montoya, he is a mutant.
His lightning, lightning is not natural. That's a mutant power. His sword and his attire is, you know, him being him. But the lightning itself is what makes him a mutant.
Yeah, so he is a mutant. So I don't know. We will see. I think that's where they're going. I think that's what the main purpose of She-Hulk was, to just be like, hey, I don't know if you noticed, but there's like 100 mutants here right now, and we don't know how they got here. And it's the perfect show to do that with. It's perfect.
It really is. Yeah. But I love the therapy session. I love the fact that it was a bunch of male-identifying characters doing it, leading the session. And they're asking her to open up, who, you know, she is the one who's closed off here, and she's the one resisting. I love the the way they flipped the script on that. I thought it was really cute.
It was really, really funny. I like the whole calming chair aspect. I thought that was really funny.
That was hilarious.
Cause she got really mad and she was like, yo, what's this guy doing here? He tried to take my blood. And then she actually broke the fourth wall and was like, yo, was there previously on? Cause we gotta show you.
This is the best part of the show, is that they just go and tell you, do things that they know that the audience wants to see.
Yeah, I'm going to go on a limb and say that the fourth wall breaking in She-Hulk is way better than the fourth wall breaking in Daredevil.
100%.
Not Daredevil. What the fuck? Deadpool. How did I forget his name? It just like had a brain fart.
Yeah.
It's okay, my guy. It's been a long day.
It's been a long day. Yes. But I don't know. I like when they, like, you know, he got really, really mad. She broke the fourth wall. Explained. If she didn't explain to us, I would not have known, because that guy did not look the same.
He didn't. It was because of his hair. His hair was styled differently. It totally changed his face.
Hey, homie came out of a yurt. Can someone explain to me what a yurt is? I don't know what a yurt is, but I kind of want to do it.
I don't do that hippie stuff. So
well, let's Google it.
Google it. It felt like a hut. And like you just like smoke in it.
Well, it is a Turkish hut.
Ooh.
That's pretty much the only actual thing that it is. It's just like a traditional wooden portable brown tent hut.
That's weird. I feel like there should be some like self-discovering going on, like one of those pods where you like have like deprivation in the water. You can't pretend like you're a fetus. So I thought it would be like that.
I thought it was like a steam room with the smoke coming out. Like I was like,
yeah,
how is that special? But
maybe I'm confusing it with the ayahuasca, which is like where they do like the devil's breath.
Bro, have you been on one of those trips now?
So I've been to Burning Man, and I learned a lot. For a Muslim, okay. That was a very educational trip for me, because I learned a lot about drugs on that trip.
Thank God you know me now.
As someone who's never done some, that was like an education. Burning Man is like, you learn about every drug at all time.
Thank God we know her now.
So oh man, no, that's good. All right, what else happened on this episode? This is actually one of the things that I think is really funny is that there are some dumb motherfuckers out here waiting till 3 o'clock in the morning for a show they hate just to see Deadpool two nights in a row. Daredevil, oh my God, I mixed it up again. What is wrong with me?
Me, are you sure you haven't tried some of those drugs that you...
I think I might have. Listen, if I
don't
if
admit I've ever... it. Don't admit it.
Yeah. Thank you for being my lawyer.
This is recorded. She's correct. Don't say anything live.
Don't say anything.
Look, there may have been an episode already where that was the case. May or may not. I don't know. It's not this one, but there may have been one.
Oh, that's funny. What were you saying?
We were talking about the hut, and then we moved on to talking about how people were staying up all night to watch the show just to see Deadpool, and they haven't had
Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Oh, Daredevil.
You did it again.
I mean, you're using it on purpose now. There's no way. Okay, actually, he's not doing it on purpose. This is his real laugh.
Oh, it's okay. Am I? All right. Anyways, yes, that was it. That's I still think it's funny. Still think it's funny the dudes are staying up all night for that.
I mean, it's hilarious that they're staying up watching a show that they hate just to hate it some more.
Because like I wake up and
best.
I wake up in
so great.
I wake up in the morning and I see tweets and I look at them and it's still like 3:28 a.m. and I'm just like dying.
Oh, I have a couple of friends who hate the show, and I'm just like, why'd you stay up and watch? And they keep complaining, like, oh, we're gonna watch it for Matt Murdock. I'm like, yo, he's not gonna be in the show until the very last episode.
Exactly.
You're just gonna hate yourself more and more for this.
Alright, so I do think that's funny, but I do have some critiques from this week's episode. I do have some critiques. Y'all gotta wrap it up, man. It's two episodes left. Like, not enough's happened. The ending is going to feel very convoluted, very rushed, in my opinion, because there's not enough. What do you guys think?
Episodes left?
Yeah, only two episodes left.
I thought this episode was just too much filler. Like, the whole segment, 2-minute segment of her walking around trying to find Signal. Like, I don't need to see her walking through every single part of this ranch, forest, whatever. Give me something else. And the only part that was really relevant was the last 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, where she had her breakthrough, right? Yeah, where she had a little breakthrough, and which I really did like. I thought that was really good, that like she started to love herself and started to really understand what she's doing and how she's harming herself and why she's acting the way she's acting. And then she deleted the guy's number. Then we found out what that guy really wanted and made me hate him even more. Mm-hmm. I did enjoy that. I did like that. I thought how we got there took way more time, and we don't have enough episodes to have 2 fillers in a row, in my opinion.
I agree. Yeah, it was there was too much of it today. I was a little bored, not going to lie. I had to watch the episode twice because I got so bored the first time. I was like, oh, what's happening here? I just want to see more of her life as She-Hulk, doing everyday thing. I didn't care about what's going on in that ranch.
I mean, wanna,
the characters were fun, but
I want to see more lawyering. It's a lawyer show. Where's the lawyering?
Yeah,
sue more people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or, I mean, no.
In their case, defend more people. Defend, yeah. More
people. Oh, well. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, that's true. It's what side of the coin you're on, but it is the same coin. Here's the thing, though. If, even if they did this episode to introduce these mutants, right? How else would you do it, though?
I think this is the way to do it. I think there's no better way to do it.
Right. Like, it's a filler show.
It was just too long, maybe.
Well, they had to get 40 minutes in to, you know, please the people. True. So.
Did it, was it really 40 minutes? I felt like this episode flew because I think I was so bored.
Yeah, I felt like it flew too because I went back to take notes and there was like very little. There's like nothing on Intelligentsia except for that one line. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of therapy sessions and then just her dating life. Like, was kind of weak.
More Nikki.
I love Nikki.
Nikki's a fantastic character.
Nikki, I want more Madison with two Madison. N and a Y, but not where you think.
It's 30 minutes, actually.
Oh, so it was a short episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all 30 minutes, actually.
You know what it is? It's the fucking end credits. They're like 10 minutes long. They're so long.
They are. But they're so funny. Like the drawings, how they showed the light matadoring.
I like that, but I don't like how they show the credits in Spanish and Chinese and all this stuff. Like, I don't need to see all that. Yeah. Like, if I'm not watching it in Chinese, I don't need to see the Chinese credits. Right? Yeah, right? That makes sense.
Contract. I think that's a contract issue.
I feel like you, like in Disney Plus, you should be able to pick what subtitles you want, pick what audio you want, and those are the end credits you see. I feel like that's fair.
Okay.
I think the credits are an issue between contracts and they have to have
that's true movie. Like think about it, like, you know how some people were like, oh, we need the big actors up front and then the minor actors later. That probably is a true contract issue.
It is a true
and it is in all languages, so that then they're probably just adhering to all global contracts that way.
But then why did the Netflix and HBO Max and Amazon have to do that?
I think they do it, they just go to the next episode before we see all of them. Or they say, oh, here, watch this instead before they get to that.
Because they drop more episodes, maybe?
They're just like a content platform. They're not the ones actually recording it. So they don't have to like show all the credits, right? They're not the company producing the show. They're just a content platform. They can do whatever they want, right?
I don't know. I feel like Netflix is.
Well, certain shows, right? Mm-hmm. But then like if it's a show produced by, you know, say WB, but it's on Netflix, then they're just going to be like, here, watch this instead right now. So we get more viewership hours.
I feel like that would make it worse because you wouldn't get the complete hours because people would turn it off right when the end credits come. So if you make the end credits really long, like after the end credits with the pictures end, I turn it off. So they're not getting the full credit.
They're not getting the extra few minutes, fine. But with Netflix, right, you would get another hour then. So you sacrifice 4 minutes to get an hour. That's worth it.
Mm, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put the thing down, put it in reverse.
Oh, I'm so glad I set that up for you.
You set that up. All right. All right. Well, that's all we have for today's episode. Like you said, there wasn't a lot going on. Any final thoughts? Want to go first?
How did she not wake up when Josh was taking pictures of her? That's what Oh, my God. But no, I think the episode, even though it was a little slow, maybe a little boring, but it's a fun episode. It's good. I love it. I love the show. I like the way they're showing the different characters. Could it be more efficient? Sure. But hey, I'm a fan. I love it all.
Yep.
That's the question though. Like with the photo that they took, right? What's going to happen? Like, is that going to be some like revenge porn kind of thing later on? Like,
no, I think it was just proof that he got her blood. So just to say like, oh, he didn't give some random person's blood.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You think she didn't feel the syringe going?
That's the thing. Like, I feel like when Banner put the gun in his mouth and fired it, right? The other Hulk was awake, was like, no, I'm going to spit the bullet back out. Right. Mm-hmm. I feel like She-Hulk, her thing would have kicked in instinctively too.
Yeah. I don't know. Plot hole.
Plot hole. Maybe.
There was a plot difference. Did you guys notice? So in the beginning of the show, she pulled him into her apartment with her shirt, with the shirt, like she grabbed his shirt. And then at the end, when they're doing the flashback, she grabs his neck and pulled him in. So whoever was doing the editing messed up there.
Was just it? Pulling it in.
Oh, yeah. I saw it was twice that today.
Or was that like multiple days that they did that?
Well, it was 3 days, like 3 days ago, right? She had talked to her.
But you know what? I don't mind that because it's an unreliable narrator. Because that was her flashback. It wasn't an actual show's flashback. No, oh, wait. Right?
No, I was think it was the show flashback, right?
Oh, it
was her flashback. She didn't make the dots. She didn't connect any dots yet. The show just showed us. Oh,
the show did. Yeah. Three nights. You're right. Okay. All right. Well, my final thought is that I did not love this episode, but I think it's because we don't have enough episodes. And that's why, like, there's only two episodes left. And because of that, like, it was in the back of my head. Like, get to it. What's going on? Where's the story? And if there's no story at all, and it's just her character development, and that's the whole point of the story, I'm okay with that. But I don't want to see a villain reveal and be gone in one episode. Like, I hate that. It cheapens it. I want to see the villain for a few more episodes.
Man, so I don't think there will be a villain.
I'd rather there not be a villain than they just show one at the last minute and then he's gone.
Yeah, I think the show is strictly just to make fun of people on the internet.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah, I would be okay with that. They're
just trolling us the entire time. Because, like, I'll be very honest, right? The very first episode of, like, the preview we were talking about, right? I was like, I'm excited to see Matt Murdock and She-Hulk, right? Mm-hmm. And the show is just like, no. And so people got mad about it. I'm over here just laughing about it now. I'm like, oh, well played. I think that might be the whole show. Like, it's just truly a troll session of Disney just making fun of these, like, nerdy fanboys just getting angry about a show about a woman.
I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad at that.
That would be amazing. I would be like 10 out of 10. Take an extra year of Disney Plus. Like, just well done.
If you don't do it, you should send Disney that idea because they do need to do that then.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Do you want to say anything or promote anything before you leave? Anything else?
No, I love your show. It's fun. It's been fun. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. Well, listen, when people don't want to promote their website or their Twitter or anything like that, we tell our fans to send them good vibes and prayers and duas. We'll give you that.
Thanks.
Yes, that's what we do here at Salam Nerds. Bye, guys.
Peace.